Highly respected Indigenous leader Auntie Joy Murphy has been appointed La Trobe University's inaugural University Elder. The new position was established to cement La Trobe's long-standing relationship with the Victorian Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community.
Look, it's a great honour. You know, it's something that I didn't take lightly. I had to think about it for a while. What does it mean? Can I carry this position? How else can I improve what's happening here at La Trobe for Indigenous students? And so with all of that in mind, you know, I looked at the vision and the aims of the university and what's been achieved so far, along with that goodwill and commitment.
An official ceremony chaired by La Trobe University Chancellor, Professor Adrian Clark, was held on July 22nd. Staff, family and friends gathered for the special occasion to congratulate Auntie Joy on her appointment. The position will formalise the work Auntie Joy has done in the past, providing advice on culture and curriculum as well as carrying out ceremonial duties. Chancellor Adrian Clark said Auntie Joy was a perfect fit for the newly created role.
Well, there's no better person than any of us could imagine to fill this role than Auntie Joy Murphy. She's been a great contributor to our community at La Trobe, to the Indigenous community and to our general community broadly over many, many years. She's been honoured with an award in the Order of Australia. She's been honoured on many occasions and she has given us immense service already in many welcomes to country and many other informal pieces of advice, and this formalises the role.
To mark the inaugural appointment, Auntie Joy was presented with a traditional possum skin cloak designed by a local artist. The cloaks are an integral part of Indigenous culture and were traditionally worn for a variety of reasons, including ceremonies. Auntie Joy is looking forward to working with La Trobe and having a role in education and innovation.
It's now going to be about innovation and how much we can work with research that's happening and combining the old ways with the new ways, because I believe in, you know, the basics, the fundamentals. And while some of the new ways can appear sometimes to be quite odd, well, I think that that's how life is. You have to move with the times, and also if we can adapt, you know, to those new changes, I think, and marry those with the old ways, then I think that's the next thread of education.